Blog Talk Radio.
Radio show. It's a pleasure to be with you again this evening. This is Sunday, August the 4th, 2013. Again, I welcome you and I appreciate your indulgence of our evening show, and we trust that you will continue to enjoy the broadcast and the subject matter as we review the very interesting and educational and stimulating books such as the one that we're reviewing this evening, titled The Healing Drum, African Wisdom Teachings by brothers Yaya Diallo and Mitchell Hall. Again, my name is Baba Tuhudi Wesley Gray, and I speak to you from New York City. And as always, I begin our shows by giving homage and praise to the One Most High, to our ancestors, to my relatives, to my mother-in-law, my dear wife, my siblings. I send prayers to our late sister, Donis Crenshaw Seasby, who passed away a couple of weeks ago. We send our love and caring support to her loving husband and her children. And indeed, as we still grieve her passing, we celebrate her life. And needless to say, this evening's review of The Healing Drum will review a chapter which actually covers the celebration, the rituals and celebrations of the African tradition, mainly within the Minneapolis community, that community of Yaya Diallo, such as the ceremony of funerals. The Minneaka say that a person lives to have a beautiful death. I repeat that. In their tradition, they state that a person lives a life to have a beautiful death. He goes on to state that someone who has lived well will be buried well. At a funeral, there will always be tears over the loss, but death is not considered a catastrophe. When an old person has accomplished much in a full lifetime, his or her funeral is cause for celebration. Again, I repeat, when an old person has accomplished much in a full lifetime, and that doesn't have to necessarily be relegated to an old person, it could be a young person as well, because we know in history and in our immediate life experience that there have been many people who have died at a young age but had accomplished a full lifetime of events and experiences. So he goes on to state, of course, that his or her funeral is a cause for celebration. When we were young, every old person we saw represented a celebration for us, we thought. There goes a celebration walking by. It's just a matter of days. And that's what Yahya is talking about, his and his young his friends and associates. He would say that we waited for the death so we could celebrate. It wasn't that we didn't want to see them anymore. We just looked forward to the festival. When they died, we were bathed in tears. Oh, we don't want to see them under that tree anymore, we said to one another. One old man in particular stands out in his mind, he stated. He was an elder in the community, a born educator without pity. He spanked us often, Yahya says. When we did something naughty, he chased us, and even if we tried to hide behind our mother's skirts, he hit us. Then he would scold our mothers, before making mischief, we would look around to see if he was there. And Yahya goes on to state that when this old man died, all the children went to the burial at the cemetery. We helped carry him. We all dug the grave energetically, and what a celebration it was. All the orchestras of the village came and played, and usually the ceremony of bringing the body from the village to the ceremony took 6 hours or more. For him, it took about 10 hours. The burial was supposed to take place before sunrise, but by the time he was buried, the sun was already there. Along the path to the cemetery, we stopped, we danced, we played. Whenever I speak of the old people and our funeral customs, automatically this man comes to mind. I can never forget him. He left his mark on our whole generation. Everyone whose life had been touched by him came, and some of us came to honor him. Others came because we felt free to make mischief without fear of spankings, and others came for the celebration. Even the girls who had grown up and married husbands from other villages asked their husbands' permission to come to honor this old man who had educated them, spanked them, and given them much. It was very rare for one celebration to reunite everyone from the village like that. For those days and 3 days and nights, we were all together around the memory of this one man. While the death of an old person is a celebration, that of a young one is a great sadness. Initiation into adult status takes place at the age of 14. Music will be played at the funeral of someone who dies before that age, but there will be no joy in it. It is painful to hear it and play it. The people weep and cry out openly. It is especially heartrending to see a mother lose her child. Even the death of someone under the age of 50 is considered premature and is felt painfully. Music is played to support the people in their pain, and there are songs of mourning. And some women sing these well and come to sing and on behalf of the most bereaved people. The community shares in the grieving. The music, the funeral music itself varies according to the stage of the ceremony. Removal of the body from the home requires one special rhythm. A different one comes with the washing of the body. And then taking the body out of the family compound through the gate of the ancestors calls for yet another rhythm. The body is then carried to the place of the dead at the village square, and the people dance around it there. It is the last time that the visible aspect of the human being, the body that has been left behind, will be seen. It lies wrapped in a white shroud, and several rhythms accompany this part of the ceremony. On the way to the ceremony, at the first crossing of the roads, the procession stops and plays more music. Upon arriving at the grave site in the cemetery, the people walk around the grave to a particular rhythm, before lowering the corpse into the grave. There is still another rhythm, and that is when the corpse is earth covers it, then the farewell rhythm is. The musicians must play all the music without making a mistake. He is trained for this, but he cannot practice these various rhythms regularly. They may only be played if there has been a death. And once the musician has played the music, he commits it to a memory through inner listening and visualization. Young musician usually finds funerary music very difficult to play technically and emotionally. When the musician's own father or other family members have died, he is not permitted to play at all. And as the people return to the village from the burial, no instruments are played. The women sing in choir through hand clapping and a bit of dance step. And throughout the stages of the ritual of the burial, the people are permitted to express their feelings through weeping, singing, crying out, and dancing. The musical support is much appreciated, crying out and dancing. And when the corpse is laid at the place of the dead, 10 orchestras play or may be there playing in a small area. One group is called, is talking, drums, and another of bells and so on. The son of the deceased goes around to each of the musicians and gives them either some kauri shells, clothes, or money. And often a funeral is very expensive for a family, and this can pose problems. To someone from the outside of the village, 10 different orchestras playing all at once may sound very noisy. The villagers' ears become accustomed to it, though as they walk around the square and tune into one or the other group and haven't dealt with that. Now, this leads me to share with you the fact that my wife and I attended a funeral yesterday. It so happens that myself is an African drummer. I was called by a friend who I've known for many years to participate in a funeral and to play the drum. And, of course, I accepted the invitation, and it seemed as if I had been one who has been thought of in my particular circle of friends and associates and in my community to play at funerals. There's a lot to say about my being a person of African descent born in America who lives in New York City and the fact that I'm, for the most part, I'm self-taught. However, I had the benefits of playing with master drummers such as Baba Olatunji and Baba Chiefe. Baba Olatunji is from Nigeria, and Baba Chiefe was born here in New York City. My wife just walked into the studio, and it would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge her presence. How are you doing, hon?
I'm fine. How are you, honey?
I'm fantastic, and I'm even better now that you're here with us.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for joining us. So, I think you heard me mention the fact that I was called upon to play at a funeral yesterday, and you did me pleasure to have you join me as I celebrated the life of a young man who was taken away from us at a very early age. I think he was about 15 years of age.
He was around 17. It was so unfortunate, and he looked like such a nice young man, and everyone who spoke about him during the service had such good things to say.
Yes.
About this young man. He was a star, and he was a, from what I recall people saying, he was very excelled in mathematics.
Yes. Yes.
And science,
mm-hmm.
and he was a martial artist.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just very unfortunate. And when we talk about of people transitioning, especially younger people, he was at the beginning of his life. He was scheduled to start college in next month.
Yes.
So it was, you know, it was a very, very solemn event, and at the same time, you couldn't help but celebrate this young man's life who had touched the lives of so many people in a positive way.
Yes, yes.
And so we don't know the reason why he had to make his transition at this time in such a tragic way without going into the details.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, this brother's name, affectionately, he was known as Mau Mau, and his last name was Chandler. And I didn't realize that his family, I knew various members of his family. We were talking earlier about the 6 degrees of separation. And it's just amazing how, even with us being of African, living here in New York City of the United States, that spirit makes the arrangements, the ancestors makes arrangements for us to recognize how we are connected with one another as brothers and sisters. So as I'm reading the book, The Healing Drum, it brings us to mind, hon, that the rituals that we have practiced from thousands of years in the motherland, somewhat is in our DNA for us to carry forth this particular tradition on certain various levels, such as the singing, such as the playing of the drum, playing musical instruments, dancing, and also the word itself, which encapsulates the whole essence of the celebrate of the event, is the word celebration. And yesterday was truly a celebration, was it not?
Well, I'll tell you something. I had mentioned to you when we were leaving the funeral chapel that when you were drumming,
mm-hmm.
I distinctly heard the drum beats of spirits
mm-hmm.
intertwined with what you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Your hands were not your own yesterday.
Ah,
and
yes.
I was clear about that.
Mm-hmm. Ah, yes.
And that's an affirmation for me and for, I guess, anyone who was there. I don't know whether or not, you know, I'm not going to be presumptuous and assume that no one else recognized that because I didn't really know the other people there.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know the family personally. You had connections, but I didn't know the family at all.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to be presumptuous, but I believe that there may be other people there who recognized that spirit was drumming yesterday
mm-hmm.
through you. Not that spirit doesn't always drum through you, but what I'm trying to bring out is that spirit made itself known clearly through the rhythms of the drum yesterday, as opposed to someone, you know, drumming, and yes, it sounds good, but this drumming was a spiritually based drumming, and it seemed that at the end of the service, when you were leading the recessional, when you were leading the family out
mm-hmm.
of the chapel, the drum beats got more pronounced. Because I was standing outside listening, and I don't know if anyone else noticed the expressions on my face or saw, like, what I was going through, but I was listening keenly because there was spirit work in action,
mm-hmm.
more so at the recessional than the processional. And you could feel it in the atmosphere.
Mm.
You could feel it in the energy of, there were just so many people standing outside. I was just personally proud that so many people in the community came out to celebrate the life of this young man, being that he was taken down in such a tragic way.
Yes.
And I'm just pleased that the community and the community leaders were present for this event,
mm-hmm.
and the drum had to be there.
Yes.
And as you say all the time, when you talk about the drum, it is something that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
At this point, I don't consider it a luxury. I don't consider the drum a novelty because I know the power of spirit and the power of healing through the African drum.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't consider it a novelty. When you talk about how part of your mission is for every household
mm-hmm.
to have a drum and a designated drummer.
Mm-hmm.
That's real
mm-hmm.
because spirit speaks through the drum.
Yes.
Spirit heals through the drum.
Yes.
So you can consider this, African drum, the djembe drum, and also the bata drums, which just, I'm talking about djembe right now, but I'm not excluding the other cultures and the types of drums that they use.
Mm-hmm.
But any type of spiritual drum. I'm not necessarily talking about the drums that you play in the rock and roll band. We're not talking about that.
Right.
Even though spirit can speak through that as well.
Absolutely.
And I'm aware of that.
Mm-hmm.
But the indigenous, the cultural, the traditional drums that were made by hand, made using the earth's elements,
mm-hmm.
There is life in each and every one of these drums.
Absolutely.
And when you have the children touch the skin, I noticed that many times children will come over to you.
Mm-hmm. You notice that, yes.
And they want to touch the drum.
Yeah, isn't that something?
And it's because their innocence, their spirits in their innocence, they remember that connection.
Ah, I'm sorry.
And that's what draws them to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I went off on a tangent, and I don't want to take up any more
your
time.
On.
But
no, keep on talking. That's you're covering some very interesting points.
The little girl yesterday at the funeral, and she wanted to touch the drum, and she was one of the family members. That was her older brother.
I didn't realize you saw that.
That was her older brother
who
had passed.
You saw that?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, so that's more of an affirmation of what I just said about the necessity
mm-hmm.
of a drum
mm-hmm.
at something such as a homegoing service for
mm-hmm.
someone, because spirit is speaking and healing through that drum.
Yes.
Okay, and we know that in the Kemetic legacy, those that are in our inner circle, that we as priests and priestesses, we choose to travel with them for that 70-day period
mm-hmm.
directly after their transition.
Yes.
And there was a connection between you and this young man.
Mm.
There was definitely a connection between you and this young man, and I believe his baby sister in her innocence, she couldn't have been maybe more than 6 or 7 years old, I'm not sure how old she was, but she felt that connection and she wanted to touch your drum.
Mm. Yes, yes, indeed. Well, I thank you so much for sharing that. You know, it's very important that we connect with one another, what spirit is telling us or inspiring us, what the ancestors are communicating to us, so that we can articulate it in a fashion that can be universally understood. And that's a gift in and of itself. Because some people are not able to make observations such as what you did, and to be able to, you know, take it in, analyze it, not so deeply, but just on its basic core, but also, I guess, very deeply also, but be able to share that emotion that can allow those who hear that to now look at something through a different prism of understanding.
Well, the people need to know, because these are things that, at least I know when I was growing up, things like such as this were not really talked about, or maybe it was taboo, maybe because of Christianity you weren't supposed to talk about these kind of things. But, you know, it's time that the covers are pulled back. People need to know. The children need to know.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And children, the young people at that ceremony, especially the young men that were moving the transition of their friend, when they heard you drumming in the processional, because, again, outside the chapel, it was packed.
Mm-hmm.
Those young people were squeezing their way through the crowd.
Mm.
And I'm assuming it was because they saw their friend, you know, they had the open casket in the front of the, you know, by the exit, so that people that were out in the outskirts would be able to view him.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just so many young men and so many young women from his high school that he was graduating from, and they were all packed in the back of the by outside. We were actually outside in the street in front of the chapel.
Yeah.
And I was out there with the young people and some of the other adults.
Mm-hmm.
And those young men, they just came streaming over. Those young men came streaming over when they heard that drum. And remember when we were driving down the street after, you know, everyone had started leaving, and we were leaving as well, and we saw like a crowd of young men
mm-hmm.
going up the street. It was that same group of young men and some others. And they came, and there was just so many people out there, no one could really, you know, get that close.
Mm-hmm.
But they were like pushing their way through the crowd.
So my prayers have been answered, actually,
mm-hmm.
in terms of connecting with the youth.
Yes.
Especially the young men.
Yes.
So that they could be inspired to want to have a drum in their home.
Yes.
To want to learn how to play a drum. my prayers have been answered.
Absolutely.
Because I could have well have been one of five different other drummers.
Right. But you were there and your energy had to be there.
Yes. So there's a lot to say about that, those of you who are listening. Again, I'm going to thank you for tuning in this evening. This is Baba Tahuti Wesley Gray speaking to you live from New York City Sunday evening, and that's August 4th, 2013. I'm going to ask that you indulge me for a few more minutes while we take a break, and we will be back with you shortly. Thank you. Thank you again for tuning in, and thank you for holding on. I'd like to also share with you that those of you who are in the chat room, please feel free to ask any questions, post them, and I will be more than happy to share with you your comments with the listening audience. And those of you who are calling in, please push the number one button if you wish to share some thoughts, and that would indicate to me that you're raising your hand and you'd like to participate with the discussion of this evening's show. So again, and also I must state that those of you who would like to purchase a drum at reasonable cost, some of them including free shipping, you can go to my website, which is drumsofchange.com. Again, I repeat, that's drumsofchange.com, and that site, actually I have a drum store and a bookstore. Any of the books that I review on the show are able to be purchased from my site at drumsofchange.com. And, of course, the drum store contains drums that are features drums that are made in Africa at very reasonable price points and of high quality in terms of craftsmanship. So we just have a few more minutes remaining, and I'd like to just thank my wife for joining us and sharing those profound thoughts with us regarding the celebration of life, which is also called funeral in terms of ritual. Now, as Jaya continues to share with us, and I'm not going to be able to finish this this evening, but we will continue next week in this chapter, which covers the essence of funeral as it is practiced within the Miniaka community of West Africa. The funeral music itself varies according to the stage of ceremony and removal of the body from the home specific rhythm. And next week I'll be talking about rhythm. One of the things also I will be touching upon is the respect that is given those of us who are drummers. The fact that indeed we have quite often ego involved with the drummer, specifically himself or herself, in the drumming circle, drummers amongst each other, and also drummers who are called upon to perform and hired, paid proficiently, not given the adequate respect and so forth. And those are things that I'm going to discuss next week. Again, I end as we begin. We give this evening homage to the Most High, and may our minds stay centered on the things of spirit and goodness. May we not be tempted to stray from love. And as we begin this week, we open to receive you, O Lord. Please enter where you already abide. May our minds and hearts be pure and true, and may we not deviate from the things of goodness. May we see the love and innocence in all mankind behind the masks we all wear and the illusions of this worldly plane. We surrender to you our doings this evening and this week, and we ask only that they serve you and the healing of the world. your love and goodness with us to give unto others wherever we go, and make us the people that you would have us be. Direct our footsteps and show us what you would have us do. Make the world a safer, more beautiful place. Bless all your creatures and heal us all, dear Lord, that we may know the joy of being used by you. We thank you, and again, we are grateful. Namaste, shalom, assalamu alaikum. One love, peace, and blessings to you all. Until next week, have a pleasant and blessed evening.